Now, Hugh was a boy of very frank disposition, and had never been known to tell a lie in all his life, nor did he tell one now, but confessed that he had run away from school on account of his great dislike to Mr. Toil.
"Oh, very well, my little friend," answered the stranger. "Then we will go together, for I likewise have had a good deal to do with Mr. Toil, and should be glad to find some place where he was never heard of."
So they walked on, very sociably, side by side. By and by their road led them past a field, where some haymakers were at work. Hugh could not help thinking how much pleasanter it must be to make hay in the sunshine, under the blue sky, than to learn lessons all day long, shut up in a dismal schoolroom, continually watched by Mr. Toil. But in the midst of these thoughts, while he was stopping to peep over the stone wall, he started back and caught hold of his companion's hand.
"Quick, quick," cried he. "Let us run away, or he will catch us."
"Who will catch us?" asked the stranger.
"Mr. Toil, the old schoolmaster," answered Hugh. "Don't you see him among the haymakers?"
And Hugh pointed to an elderly man, who seemed to be the owner of the field. He was busily at work in his shirt sleeves. The drops of sweat stood upon his brow, and he kept constantly crying out to his workpeople to make hay while the sun shone. Strange to say, the features of the old farmer were precisely the same as those of Mr. Toil, who at that very moment must have been just entering the schoolroom.